The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here. The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. 400 acres of forest to explore right in the heart of Ireland.
9:32. We've been talking about The Last of Us. It's a HBO adaptation of the video game of the same name. And in the show, you've got a fungal infection which controls the host, that is to say you and me, like a puppet. And that's spread across humanity and it is about to destroy the world. That's pretty much it. And as with everything scary, we really just need to know more about this and try to divide the truth from the myth, the Hollywood from the maynooth. Kevin Kavanagh, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you. You're the professor of microbiology at that wonderful university. And as a matter of interest, are you watching The Last of Us or do you care?
No, I have actually seen one of the episodes,
yes.
And it's certainly a very entertaining program.
Okay, let's begin at the beginning. What is a fungus?
A fungus is a microbe, a very simple microbe that can grow without the need to make energy from light. That separates it from plants. So plants need to make energy from sunlight, photosynthesis. So they're very simple. There's two main types. There are yeasts, which we know for making bread and for making beer, the alcohol in beer, and then also filamentous fungi that people might see growing on, say, bread, moldy bread. That's one of the filamentous fungi. So two basic growth forms.
Let's go straight to the moldy bread because that's the one most of us will know when we see it, when we leave the bread a little too long on the counter and say, I must get rid of it. Now, when we see that, it's green, it's ugly, it's powdery if it's left long enough, and it is considered to be the enemy. Should we treat that moldy bread with a little more respect or should we just bin it and say, out damn spot?
Well, indeed, at that stage, we should bin it, of course. We shouldn't consume it because there is there's a small chance that, you know, it would cause sickness and so on. But however, a fungus like what grows on moldy bread is one of the ones that produces penicillin, which is one of the main antibiotics for treating bacterial infections. And the discovery of penicillin in the 1920s and the 1930s has led to the treatment of hundreds of millions of people and saved their lives. So even though it looks, you know, unpleasant on moldy bread, you know, it's one of its cousins produces penicillin, which has revolutionized medicine.
So you can throw it out, all right, into the brown bin or whatever. But as you're doing so, you can do it so respectfully now, actually.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. To paraphrase another line, what has fungus ever done for us? Now, you've mentioned already one very useful, I suppose, operation of fungus. But can you tell us some more?
Certainly. Well, if we think of bread, yeasts make bread.
Yeah.
Yeasts make the alcohol in beer and wine and cider, for example. As I said, fungi produce penicillin for the treatment of infections. Fungi also produce a wide range of what are called recombinant proteins or new proteins that are used in therapy. And totally unknown to most people, fungi play a huge role in recycling nutrients in the environment. So they help break down decaying leaves, they help break down decaying matter, recycling the nutrients so plants can access them to grow the following year.
Okay.
So they're continually doing this in the environment.
You're selling fungus really well, and my respect for it has been enhanced hugely by your wonderful description of it. So my next question is, Kevin, why does it get such a bad rap?
Right. Well, the fungi I've mentioned there, they're good and they're beneficial to us, but in certain circumstances, we can become infected by fungi. Now, it can be something like a relatively mild infection, like a skin infection, such as athlete's foot, that can be treated. Or it can be a life-threatening systemic infection, which can result in the death of a patient. So they can do this if our immune systems are weakened or damaged. So you can think, you know, the walls around an ancient city, once the walls are broken, the soldiers get in and begin to attack. Normally, our defences can keep fungi at bay, but unfortunately, in cases where they do infect, they can cause serious disease. Now, in the programme, The Last of Us, they're showing, you know, large-scale infection. Now, there's nothing like that, but each year, fungi kill about 700,000 people.
How?
So that's quite a number. Now, so you can see in Europe and the developed world, there's, you know, people who are very seriously ill, say cancer patients or transplant patients. They may get fungal infections and which are difficult to treat, and they may die. But more worryingly, and in the developing world, people contract infections and they haven't got the money or haven't got the access to therapy to treat them. So they make up the majority of that number who die.
How does the fungus or the fungi, depending, I suppose, on the number, make their way into somebody's system and ultimately kill them?
Certainly. Well, one pathogen called Aspergillus, we breathe in the air on a daily basis. Now, our immune system is very effective at identifying this fungus. It kills it very quickly and with no ill effects. However, if our immune system is defective for some reason, this fungus, which we breathe in, can begin to grow and to colonize the body. So breathing in is one way of getting into the body. In the developing world, there's a fungus which can get into the body through a splinter or a thorn. And it gets below the skin and then begins to grow and to develop and causes deformation of the limbs, the legs and the feet. So they have different routes for getting into the body, but you know, once they get going, if they're not halted with the use of good antifungal therapy, they can cause serious disease.
So they're very sophisticated, for better or for worse.
Indeed, and I suppose, you know, for most of us, you know, when we look at them and say, well, this is a pathogen of humans, but from the point of view of the fungus, all it wants to do is to grow and to develop. And whether it's growing or developing in the environment or in the human, it doesn't really matter. It has developed skills for developing in the environment in many cases, which suited very well once it gets into the body, into the host. So for the fungus, it's like a win-win. It's specialized to grow in the environment, has developed skills for that. If it gets into a human, the same skills or attributes help it to develop in the body.
And as you're talking, Kevin, it reminds me that the Last of Us, as an idea, it's very clever that this fungi is out there, can get into you, can infect you. You know, in terms of a piece of science fiction, it's smart, isn't it?
Indeed, yes, it does. The type of fungus that they're describing in The Last of Us are known as the cordyceps. And these do infect insects and spiders, and they do take over their behavior, take over their brain, if you like, and then eventually they burst out of the insect and spread their spores to infect other insects. Now, these fungi, they're highly specialized. The particular fungi, they're specialized to particular insects, and they're quite effective in warm regions. So think of the tropics. Now, can they cause infection in humans? Well, not really. But, you know, the story is that they do infect humans and produce these massive fungal growths. Now, our immune system, we have a much more sophisticated immune system than insects. We would probably be able to deal quite effectively with them, and they would never develop to that level.
Okay, I'll draw a line across zombie apocalypse. That's good to know that. Susie was on to say what she watched Fabulous Fungi on Netflix. Documentary, and really an eye-opener, and you'll respect fungi more after what. Have you seen that, Kevin? Fabulous.
Indeed,
fungi?
I have, yeah.
And
yep.
Would you recommend it to somebody who doesn't know anything about fungi?
Indeed, I would indeed, you know, and fungi, you know, they're living their lives. They do so many favours for us, you know, in terms of food and alcohol and antibiotics and so on. And there's only a small percentage cause disease, and only when our immune systems are weakened.
Is The Last of Us doing a nice PR job for Fungi, or is it quite the contrary?
I think it's quite the contrary. As somebody said, it's doing for Fungi what Jaws did for sharks.
That's beautiful, yeah.
People are going around and they're saying, oh my God, I'm about to be attacked by these killer fungi. And that's not the reality at all. No.
I love that. Be careful not to inhale that powdery mold, says the text. Now, I have to say, I very rarely see the powder. I'm not sitting in a house full of powdery molded bread. Anyway, be careful.
Because, yes, I would agree with that.
Yes, I seem to recall, says the text, reading up on cancer, and it can be carcinogenic. Maybe Kevin might know a little bit about this. So this is in case people are tempted to snort the moldy dust off their sliced pan.
No, not at all.
Don't
that would
do that.
Not be
okay.
Advisable at all.
Damn.
And it's best just to bin it without inhaling anything, obviously.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would consider that. When my now 30-something daughter, says Jane, was asked by her teacher in first class to write about foods that she liked and didn't like, she wrote that she didn't like mushrooms. The reason was because they taste like eyeballs in my mouth. The descriptive for a six-year-old from Jane. Are you a mushroom fan, Kevin, taking us another turn on the road?
Oh, yes,
here?
I would like mushrooms, oh, for sure, yeah. Mushroom risottos would be fine, yeah.
Mushroom risotto. I was going to ask you, how do you like them? I mean, is it with a steak and onions? Is that the sort of thing we're talking about? Or?
Yes, indeed, yeah. That would be one of my favourites, yeah.
Do you know your mushrooms?
I know some of them, but I would never be tempted to pick wild mushrooms because it is difficult to identify them, to identify the safe ones, but there are also some very dangerous mushrooms, so I would never pick wild mushrooms to consume.
Yeah, you'd want to know what you're doing there, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly.
Look, thank you for sharing all that information with us today, Kevin. You were just the man we needed to talk to, so I appreciate your time. Thank you kindly.
Thank you very much. Thank
okay,
you.
All the best. That's Professor Kevin Kavanagh, Professor of Microbiology at Maynooth University. He's a great teacher because I was listening and he was clear and now I came in to this cauldron this morning, utterly ignorant about fungi. And now I leave with this, as I say, newfound respect, and I hope we all do. That's great. Unfortunately, says Ed, I have had athlete's foot, and I confirm that you don't need to be particularly athletic to have it. Well, okay. Well, that's pithy and to the point. Thank you indeed for that. It's 9:45.